Yesterday, hundreds of family and friends said a final goodbye and gave a deserved salute to Bill Kling. Mr. Kling died on Saturday, leaving a legacy as a former A&M student, a respected businessman and engineer, and a soldier. That's how I met him several years ago while visiting with him for a Veterans of the Valley TV show and this Bravo Brazos Valley episode from September of 2006. B.J. Bill Kling started Kling Engineering in 1975, but by then his own surveying skills had been tapped in most every arena that you can imagine, including in World War II as an infantry soldier with the 102nd. His unit sailed overseas late in the European campaign in 1944, in time for the Battle of the Bulge, in time to witness the surrender of thousands of German troops, many soldiers who were interrogated by Bill Kling. After the war, Bill Kling entered Texas A&M as a 30-year-old freshman. Like so many soldiers of that time, what was supposed to be a one-year hitch changed after the events of December 7, 1941.
October of 41, my draft number came up, and I had an opportunity to be deferred because I was doing some work for Matagorda County, living in Bay City. I chose to go ahead and enter the service and serve my year's time and come back and get about my life. Pearl Harbor came along about that time, in December of that same year. It was almost 5 years later before I got to take up my civilian life again.
Bill Kling moved from base to base, Fort Sam, Fort Sill, Camp Barkley, eventually to Fort Devens, Massachusetts. In the winter of 1942, Bill Kling found himself stationed near Lake Huron in New York. Pretty cold there, so he looked for a change.
Snow was about 2 feet deep, and it was cold. Being from Texas, I was ready to get out of there, so there was an opportunity to apply for officer's training school. So I applied for for officer's training. In December of that year, I was graduated as a second lieutenant. In January, assigned to the 102nd Division, which was being formed at Camp Maxey.
That was in Parrish, Texas, where he was joined by other soldiers, soldiers from New York, from Illinois, guys not quite accustomed to the Texas terrain.
Well, they'd spent their life on concrete pavement, and they didn't know about post oak trees and grass burrs, and we'd go out in the field, and it was a real learning experience.
More moving for Bill Kling from Parrish, Texas to Camp Swift near Bastrop to Fort Dix, New Jersey, eventually to New York for a direct boat ride to the European Theater at Cherbourg, France.
I think we were the first division to sail directly from the States to the continent of Europe, so we landed at Cherbourg. My next task was with our executive officer, Colonel Watkins, to run the Red Ball Express.
Normandy is best known for the invasion, but that's not all. Yeah, the Red Ball Express.
The Red Ball Express had 500 2.5-ton trucks and 1-ton trailers. Their mission was to move all the supplies from the beachhead up into the combat area where the soldiers needed. And this was everything from food to ammunition to beds, shoes, all supplies were moved on the Red Ball Express.
Of course, his family and many, many friends will miss Bill Kling. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.